Hello and welcome to Book Choice on Fine Music Radio on this incredible Monday morning as we head for lunchtime. My name is Paige Nick. I am the host of today's Book Choice show and, well, really every Book Choice show twice a month. And this is where we spend the next hour talking about books and listening to some very fine music. And the whole bang shoot thing is proudly sponsored by our friends at Exclusive Books, which is really where all the books live. The reason you're particularly smart to be tuned in today's show with me is that our special Publisher's Choice edition happens today, which means on today's show we're joined by three of South Africa's biggest name publishers. Well, in fact, they're the world's biggest publishing names too. These are all household names everywhere, as well as our friends at Exclusive Books to talk about books and books and books and books and books. We are your calm in the chaos here on Fine Music Radio, but more than that, we're your calm in the book chaos. You know, I struggle with this too. There are so many books out there to choose from that if you're a book person like me, if you like reading, if you want to read more, if you feel like a little read, it can become quite overwhelming deciding what to read next. There are so many options out there. And, you know, money is tight. We want to make sure that what we choose targets in on exactly what we like to read. So my hope for today's show is that you walk away with one, maybe two suggestions of books that talk to you and really make you want to saunter into a bookstore or have a browse online, have a read. It is winter after all, so there is no better time to curl up with a blanket, put your phone down, turn on Fine Music Radio in the background and have a bit of a read. So first up, to help us get to that point where you've found a book you really want to read, we're joined by the Penguin Random House team. Viz Chetty is a very senior publicist at Penguin Random House, which means he's pretty much involved in the entire book process, as far back as buying books before they've even been printed. He's part of the team that decides what Penguin Random House think will be big bestsellers in South Africa that readers will love. He's also involved in the process of sending the books off to print and even arranging the launches when books come out. And so he's going to be chatting to Twangi Kalula right here in the Fine Music Radio studio about what books Penguin are bringing out this month that they think you might enjoy. You know, here on Fine Music Radio, we have People of Note with Rodney Trudgeon, but bet you didn't know this, we also have Twangi Kalula, who is a book person of note. So welcome to the show, Penguin Random House and Twangi Kalula.
Viz, thanks for joining me again. So it's Women's Month in South Africa, and I'm really excited about the new Lillian Ngoyi biography by Martha Evans. And one of the reasons is that Martha was one of my lecturers at university, and I've never forgotten her. She's incredibly smart, incredibly talented. But I'm even more excited about the subject, Lillian Ngoyi, who's one of the reasons why we celebrate Women's Month or Women's Day in the first place, right?
Yeah, thanks, Twangi. It's good to be back. I'm so proud of this book. We've got two major titles, nonfiction, on the nonfiction side, local books that's coming out in the second half of the year. This is one of them. I will mention the other one in the coming months, but absolutely fantastic. Martha's a special human being. She writes really, really well. I had the chance of speaking to her at Franschhoek about this book, and you know, she was so excited for this to come out. She did a book a while ago called The Speeches That Shaped South Africa, which was wonderful as well. So this is a really, really well-researched. That's the one thing you'll pick up if you read it. It's so well-researched and it's so meticulously written. I think it's fantastic. And it's still obviously the life of Lillian Ngoyi, who's such a major figure in South African history. So yeah, I can't wait for this to come out. Brilliant.
Yeah, it sounds like something that will be on shelves for many, many years to come. I know that she's very thorough and has put it together. And then I'm always looking out for a new debut novel, and there is Great Wherever by Shannon Saunders, and it's getting a lot of buzz. I hear Oprah's talking about it and all the magazines that I've brought are talking about it. What is it all about?
The Great Wherever by Shannon Saunders. Yeah, this came through, you know, a couple of months ago. It sort of popped into our schedule. And, you know, people that read it in-house really, really took to it and really, really liked it. And it sort of starts off with the, you know, our main character. She's in her 20s when she died. And then this house, basically, that sits in the deep south, right? And the character that you see there actually sees the ghosts of the people that used to live in that house over the different decades. And that's basically it. And she sort of pieces together the history of this place through the ghosts that she sees, which sounds really bizarre and esoteric, but the way it's done is actually such a such a brilliant way that she's done it. And this house in particular is sort of its own character. And we learn about all the different people that have come and gone. And they're still there technically through the ghosts. And she's there and she's got her own things going on in her life as well. And she slowly starts to learn about this place and what it actually is. So yeah, it's really, really an interesting novel and became an in-house favorite quite quickly.
Mm. Shannon Sanders has, of course, written for many years, but she's never had a novel out. So it's so nice that the buzz that she's getting validates, you know, kind of the expectations that she must have had. And then speaking of going, you know, to the countryside, James Patterson is also out with a new one called Country Road Murders. Can you give us a little bit about the plot?
Yeah, no, this is written by with Mike Lupica, James Patterson. You know, he does this really great collaborations. And, you know, I think he's still such a, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, he's done amazing collaborations with very interesting people. Viola Davis was the recent one with Judge Stone.
Yeah.
And I just thought, let me just put this in there because we have, you know, he does really good collaboration and these thrillers. So it is a thriller. There's a main character in this book called Silas Tucker. His career is, you know, in one split second, his career is over. He's a footballer and he's a professional footballer. And one split moment, his career is over. And that sort of leads him down a very interesting road from there in terms of what he has to deal with after that, as well as dealing with being a footballer. But it goes into, like, you know, there's mafia, there's drug trafficking, and it's a really quick thriller.
You know what I love about these collaborations is that he kind of allows people who have such distinct voices to tell stories, but then, of course, they have that satisfying James Patterson rhythm to them. So these collaborations, some of them are working really well.
No, he does well with who he picks to collaborate with.
Yeah. Exactly. And then there's someone who always manages to get us talking in South Africa and on the social media, and that's Jackie Pamotse. But even better than that, she manages to get people reading, which I think is remarkable. She's just unlocked this huge community that really adore her books. And I see she's just released the 6th installment in her Bear series of books.
Yes, this is the 6th book in the series. If you have been a fan of the series, probably go, really? Because the 5th one sort of was technically the last one.
Yeah.
So this is sort of a spin-off in the series. So there's new characters in there with some of the older characters returning. Right. And, you know, the main character from the first 5 books, Treasure, she's not in this one, but we've got a brand new character. It's really interesting. She wrote it around the time of the, you know, when the Madlanga Commission started happening. And it's exactly as the title suggests, a big 5 cartel. It's about mafias and kingpins and how they sort of fit in the shadows and work their thing. And it starts off with this man. He basically is the kingpin of Mpumalanga and Gauteng. He basically rules these 2 provinces in the shadows through his networks and connections. He's very wealthy. He's been doing it quietly for about 30 years. Think Denzel Washington, an American gangster. He's that sort of dude. And he has been running things quietly in the background. And he lives in a very isolated part of Mpumalanga, which you have to get to with a helicopter. And he's got wild game just outside it, literally lions running around him. So he's very protected. He's got guards and stuff. And then somehow he's at a plane buying auction where people are buying. And he meets our main character. And she's there because her family owns an emergency service business. You know, they provide emergency service. So she's there to look at an airplane. Mm. And somehow their paths cross, they meet, and she's attracted to him. But at the same time, his world is slowly disintegrating in the background as all this stuff starts coming out in the news. Mm. And him and all the other kingpins have to rearrange. But she's in the middle. She becomes embroiled in the middle of it. So really interesting modern sort of tale. And really close to home, if you think
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. Well, Jackie is so good at that. She's always got her finger on the pulse of what's going on. And I always find that when you read her work, you're trying to figure out what's true, what was inspired by real life, and the things that she knows. So that sounds really interesting. And another local storyteller who gets my attention quite a bit is Takalani M. I mean, she has written quite a few books. She is the queen of romance, you know, in many aspects. She's got such loyal fans. And I see you've teamed up with her for her latest book, which is called Divine Arrangements.
Yeah, we've also got Takalani M on the list now. Yeah. And she's been fantastic for us. So this one is a standalone novel. It's called Divine Arrangements. It's about, you know, a really young woman who is just about to get married. And on her wedding day, she realizes that her fiancé has a bridegroom-to-be has cold feet, and he leaves her and devastates her whole world, just comes sort of crashing down. Then 10 years go by. In that time, she builds a business. She studies to be a chef, and she builds a business, a catering business, and then she sort of centralizes it or builds it on her grandmother's land. And during this time, she also meets another man who, you know, he's recently divorced, and she gets involved with him, and things get deeper and deeper. And then the family becomes financially, they get into some financial trouble, and she has to decide. She can either marry rich, that's where the name comes from, Divine Arrangements. She can marry rich and save her family's land and the business and all that, or she can go the other way and builds relationship with this man. So it's a toss up. It's a toss up, and we'll see where it goes.
You have to pick up the book to find out what she did, right? Or what she decides to do. And then lastly, I just want to sneak it in before we have to go. We chatted about Shari Lapina's novel last time, and it's again a lot of buzz around it, Getting Away with Murder. How's it doing? Are people loving it?
Yeah, people are loving it. I think Shari Lapina should be much higher on that bestseller list in the country, and she's getting there. And I just wanted to quickly flag it for people who may have missed it. It's about a couple from the Upper East Side, very wealthy New York couple. Seemingly everything's intact and everything's going just perfect for them, but there's more happening. They technically are broke after the husband makes some really bad investments, and they decide that in order to stay afloat, they are going to commit a murder. And I won't tell you who that is, particularly that someone close to them. Maybe I did the last time. But it's a really great, if you're in the mood for a really quick thriller, fast-paced, you'd love it.
And can you believe that we're all out of time on that note, and we have to leave it there, but some great titles as we celebrate Women's Month, and also some great local women authors on the Penguin list. That was Viz Chetty with the latest highlights from Penguin Random House, South Africa. FMR 101.3